T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bryce Harper, a lot of people speculating it could happen today. We'll keep you updated. As far as the impact on the team, as far as the impact on the city, as far as the impact with the fans, you're right. Like, the fact that you're bringing an MVP guy here that's normally a 26-year-old MVP that's still in the prime of his career isn't available in free agency. It doesn't happen very often, right? Right. And when it does, if your team gets him, that's a really, really huge deal. And it is a huge deal. But if I'm talking about just the impact that I'm feeling, T.O. was a bigger acquisition. Eric Lindros was a bigger acquisition. Even Cliff Lee felt like, with the fan excitement, was a bigger deal than if Bryce Harper signs with the Phils.
So then don't sign him then.
No, I want to sign him.
You're telling everybody it's not a big deal.
No, I'm telling everybody that, as far as me, as far as how I felt. I wasn't on the radio yet with T.O. Obviously, when Lindros was acquired here, I wasn't. With Cliff Lee, I was. I was more excited. I was just personally more excited as a Phillies fan, and I felt more excitement about Cliff Lee after it happened. Now, we'll see what happens.
I think baseball fans will be excited. If you're asking just the casual sports fan to be all pumped up about Bryce Harper coming here, they aren't. I mean, you can be a cat. There are more football fans in this area than there are just the secular baseball fans that are here. So, you know, with this team not being very good right now, Bryce Harper is going to be exciting to those diehard baseball fans, the fans that want to have something to be excited about. And then once the team starts playing well and Bryce Harper is knocking the ball out of the park, that thing is going to slowly build up. It just is.
Well,
because fans in this town, they love a winner.
Yep.
So if the team is winning and you got the likes of Bryce Harper, Andrew McCutchen, and some of these Reese Hoskins, these guys playing,
Well, he is a Philly guy.
Yeah.
Bryce Harper, isn't he?
You get to the summertime. they'll be averaging about 30 to 35 grand.
July.
What's the capacity? 50?
No, 45.
45, okay. About 30 to 35 grand then.
And if they're winning, you'll see it creep into August.
Yeah, you get 35 to 40 grand.
All right.
I don't know if it's going to ever get back to that 200 consecutive sellouts.
Well,
that sort of thing.
43,035 is capacity.
Okay, so if they get 30 or 35, that's cool. That's pretty damn good.
If they're able to get 30 May and June,
right,
that is a huge, huge, huge win. All right, let's ask the people. 888-729-9494. And, Ben, pay attention. You get front of the line if you call our tip line, our Bryce Harper tip line at 888-729-9494. Maybe you have a brother-in-law that's a realtor or somebody that works at an airport. You know, we've gotten not so good information, but we got information nonetheless in the past on other athletes. So if you you have a tip on Bryce Harper, 888-729-9494. Let's start off with Mike in Sewell, New Jersey. Hi, Mikey.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey. The last time I was this excited about the Phillies was when Cliff Lee came in. So what it's meant to me, and that's also the last time I bought a package of tickets, what this means to me, I will be buying a package. In fact, I'm ready to buy it before. I'm so confident they're going to sign him. I'm ready to make the move now. I'm a football guy first. Sixers are second for me. But the Phillies and what they're doing now, they make this signing. I am all in again, and I am fired up.
Well, that's what the Phillies want to hear, is you calling in and saying, if you sign Bryce Harper, I'm buying tickets, because that's what they want.
Think about that, man. You would have franchise players on all of your major sports teams.
Star players.
Yes.
Absolutely, Ike. And you were right. What you said earlier when Johnny was saying about how big this signing is, and you were right in saying it's the start of something new. When Cliff came in and the four aces, okay, they already had a solid team. They were just adding to an already solid team.
Mm-hmm.
This starts off the Phillies with a whole new era. A whole new era. So for me, when was the last time pre-spring training fired up about the Phillies. It's been a long time for me.
Probably Cliff.
Yeah.
2000. Probably, yeah. Probably Cliff.
Yeah, 2010. Yeah, 2010.
Well, it's 2011.
Well, I am beyond excited. I am beyond excited.
Awesome. Well, Mike, it's great to hear that, man.
Yeah, man.
Good to hear fans excited. Like last year, we were trying to get Phillies fans excited.
We were trying.
Yeah. I mean, they were winning games, but you could still feel there was a lack of excitement for the team because I guess the way they were winning games was kind of fluky.
Yeah, and they were nail biters, and it was
one run games,
unconventional ways, and Gabe with his managing tactics made people pull their hair out, and so even when they wound up managing to scratch out a win, people after the game are feeling like, "What the hell did I just watch?" Yeah, so you couldn't even talk about the fact that they won the game because you had to talk about all the different moves throughout the game.
My three biggest acquisitions last 30 years, T.O. 1, Lindros 2, if Harper signs with the Phillies 3. And that's not like my feel or fan excitement. That's just the overall. Because you're right. With Cliff Lee, everybody was just like, well, we're winning the World Series now. It was a World Series team that needed that extra kick to get them back to win one, right? Yeah. And we were close. And that's why you're right. It's different. It's almost unfair to compare the two because of where the Phillies are now.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, I get what you're saying about the excitement level. I just think that this is excitement that's going to have to build up to its crescendo versus the Phillies being a good team and you're adding another star. Hell, we were like the Warriors, man, adding Boogie Cousins.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, that's
an embarrassment
we were doing.
Of riches.
Yeah, exactly. When you added Cliff Lee to the four aces, so we didn't know what the hell to do.
And poor Joe Blanton, no, it's five aces,
yeah.
Remember?
Well, that was Doc. Doc made sure they called themselves it was five aces because that's how Doc was. But I would liken Bryce Harper signing here to Jim Thome signing here. Like,
that's a good name.
To me, and that's why the Bryce Harper signing would be bigger than T.O. signing. Because T.O. signing, while yes, it was a signing that we all felt like it got us over the top, like, the Phillies almost feel hopeless right now. They're trying to sell us hope. We ain't buying it, quite frankly.
No, they need more than that.
But if you get Bryce Harper here, we'll buy it.
You know,
we'll start to believe in the Phillies. You get Bryce Harper.
The Jim Thome thing is really interesting because at the time, Ike, they were still in the vet. They hadn't had, no one's won a championship since 1983.
Yep.
And it really did feel hopeless. Now, with Harper coming here, even though the Phillies haven't been good in a number of years, we still remember the great run. We still remember the World Series. The Eagles just won.
Sure.
The urgency for the Phillies, right? The Phillies, here's what you've mentioned this a couple times where the Phillies are competing for the entertainment dollar and the eyes of a Philadelphia fan right now.
Mm-hmm.
You have arguably one of the great young players, not arguably, one of the great young players in the NBA in Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons.
Yep.
You have the Eagles coming off a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You have to realize that people are excited about the Sixers, and the NBA is huge these days,
yes,
right?
Sir. Yeah. And you get if you want that entertainment dollar, then you need to put somebody in that lineup that's going to put butts in your seats.
You have to slap people across the face and say, hey, we're for real.
Yeah, you want jerseys flying off the shelves? I know it can't be 34 because that's Doc's number. Whatever number Bryce would wear, you know, that would obviously be the number one selling jersey quite possibly
in baseball this year. I mean, you think about it. Our producer, Ben Livingston, would have a medium Bryce Harper jersey on pre-order.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I would think about getting one.
Jersey or a
jersey? Yes, sir. No, I'm going jersey. Now, I would think about begging Cindy Lou to get me a... She's been wonderful. She's got me my Jimmy Rollins jersey, my Cliff Lee jersey. She's my favorite player. She's already taking. She takes care of your boy. But I wouldn't go Bryce Harper.
She got you that Father's Day hat, too, that I paid for. Like, oh, you paid for that? I'm like, yeah, $35, man. We're wearing the same. That's a great hat.
Well, let me ask you this. So if Harper signs, what percentage of the jerseys and jerseys next year in the ballpark are Harper?
Oh, my God.
50%?
At least 50.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing.
At least 50.
Who else on the team do you have a jersey of right now? Hoskins maybe?
And honestly,
Nola?
And this is nothing against Reese.
Nola.
This is nothing against Reese, and I mean that because we love Reese, but Reese, I feel like people kind of default to.
Because there's nobody else.
Like, he's the best option. They don't have a real jersey guy. They don't have a guy. Let me put it this way.
Odubel? You want Odubel Herrera
You don't
jersey?
Go outside no, of know. Philadelphia right. and order a Reese Hoskins jersey.
No, like, people don't even know
you might see somebody in Anthony Davis, you know, jersey in New York. you'd never see a Reese Hoskins. Bryce Harper Phillies jerseys, I bet you those would be popping up
everywhere,
all over the country.
Yes.
The best thing that could happen for Reese Hoskins is Bryce Harper.
Yes.
Because otherwise, Reese Hoskins is a all-star type player on a team that's a borderline playoff team that no one's really paying attention to. This elevates his profile.
Imagine the pitches he's going to get to see.
Oh, man.
You put McCutchen in the lineup. You put Segura in the lineup. Come on, man.
It is a pretty good lineup.
And Odubel. Odubel's going to be even better.
He is?
They're going to fix Odubel.
I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to be better.
As Gabe would say,
yeah,
he's got to fix it.
Didn't Jeff Kent win MVP batting behind Barry Bonds?
Yes.
What they used to do with Jeff Kent?
I wouldn't even know Jeff Kent if it weren't for Barry Bonds, man.
Jeff Kent, you're right. Jeff Kent was the cleanup hitter. And then Kent was 1 year was cold, and they actually flopped Bonds to bat fourth. And they said, listen, how do you get Jeff Kent going? You let him hit in front of Barry Bonds
yes.
And let him see some fastballs. And guess what?
It worked. Yeah. Jeff Kent.
Yeah, well, now they
the Bonds didn't even like each other.
Oh, they hated me, of course. Let's go to Josh, Bear, Delaware. What's up, Josh?
Hey, how's it going today?
How are you?
What up, Josh?
Good, good, good. Love you guys' show.
You have a Harper tip. Quick. You called in on the Harper tip line.
Yes. So a couple months ago, I was talking to my buddy who was applying for a marketing position for the Phillies. And he told me, it's up in the air, but if they get Harper, then they're hiring six people real quick. Well, they just called them and hired them today.
Oh.
Oh, so that's the tip?
They hired some salespeople. So this is marketing, sales?
Yeah, marketing for the Phillies.
All right. Well, there you go. So they know it's coming, Ike. They know it's coming. Actually, Bruce the Weatherman gave us our first tip yesterday, which was his brother was – somebody told his brother that they were signing Harper. That's great. Are you would you be excited, Josh?
I got a tip.
Oh, absolutely.
I got a tip also, Josh.
The Phillies compete again.
Josh and John.
Yeah.
The Phillies are signing Bryce Harper.
Is that your tip?
I don't know when.
And that came from the Q-tip at home?
Yeah. Yeah. Seems like I cleaned out my ears. I don't know when, but I know they're signing him.
So how about this
question?
Everybody
with their tips.
Ben, do you have a Marks and Reese poll question yet up? Or
I do, but I was just about to add one.
What?
So I was going to ask, how confident are you that they're going to sign Harper? Because I think at this point, people are all on very. The person in this office I've talked to is very confident.
Exactly. Me too. Yeah, I'm like, I'm confident they're going to sign him too.
Here's what,
I just don't know when.
But here's what I'm asking, right? And I'm not talking to big Philly fan that is getting tickets regardless, right? I'm not talking to the person that's a huge Phillies fan. Like me, for instance, like I'm a huge Phillies fan. But I also didn't go to the game last year, game last year with my friends, with my family. Now I have young kids and it's tough to go down, but that just shows you. So if you're a Phillies fan and you haven't been going to games, will you buy tickets?
Oh, yeah.
So, Ben, that's a good one.
It definitely will.
Whether you're a Phillies fan or not, because I honestly think that this is something that's meant for the people that aren't big Phillies fans. This is supposed to bring the Philadelphia fan in.
Right, this is bringing in, the casual fan.
Yes.
For sure.
The P2s, the P3s.
Yes.
The guys that came to the ballpark, the girls that came to the ballpark when the Phillies got good.
Now think about how many girls coming to the ballpark with old Bryce and those locks flowing out there. When he takes off, he hits one into the gap, and he rounds first base, and that hat on the helmet comes flying off his head.
And the locks.
And he's got the locks flowing with the bandana around his head. And he dives head first into third base or second base.
Oh, are you kidding
me?
Come
on, man.
That's what I'm saying. He's a Philly guy. Plays hard, dirty, grit.
Yes.
Wears his emotions on his sleeves. Better not bat 230. That's all I'm saying. Let's go to John, Delaware. John, what's up, brother?
You know, I've been listening to you guys, and it's starting to make sense. I lost interest in the Phillies a couple of years after the heydays of the early 80s because it seemed like all the players who were characters, who were larger-than-life personalities, started to disappear off the roster. The games got boring, and I haven't even been to a game at the new stadium.
Wow.
So does Harper bring you back? I guess that's really the great question. Does Harper bring you back into being a fan? Because, listen, we watched 10 years ago, we were watching the Phillies like they were the Eagles. 162 games, it was, you know, you're watching every game. Does it bring you back? Does it bring you back going down to the park?
Here's the thing. I'm so far removed from baseball at that point. The fact that you guys are talking about him like he is, like the way you've been doing, I'm going to go look him up and get excited about him because you're excited about it.
He doesn't even know who Bryce Harper is.
Oh, I am.
Okay, John. Okay.
So Ryan sends me a DM. I went back to checking my DMs after the why did I stop looking at that? It was like, oh, the Wentz story. I just said, I'm like, yeah, I'm not checking my DMs because people are too mean and threats. I don't need to see threats or whatever. You know, and I don't even know what I was saying to threaten me. But so he sends me, slides in my DMs. He says, this is the worst take I've ever heard from you. Bryce Harper's the face of baseball. It's like Pete Rose, Jim Tomey level. The fact you're even saying this shows how brainwashed you've become trying to appeal to a certain audience. Trying to appeal to a certain audience. Here's what I'm doing, dude. As a Philadelphia sports fan, I'm telling you, in 2004, when T.O. was acquired by the Eagles, it was beyond bigger than this. Mm-hmm. It was huge, okay? That's all I'm saying. Bryce Harper being signed by the Phillies would be huge for the franchise. It'd be great for the Phillies. But, like, what did Lehigh look like that year that T.O. came
crazy.
Up?
It's crazy. Listen, I've never seen anything like it.
I remember trying to drive up and literally missing training camp because the traffic was so bad.
25,000 fans up there?
Yes.
You know, it was. Now listen, T.O. coming here was crazy. It was, T.O. was signing almost like signing a rock star to come here with the Eagles. Obviously, where we were as a team and adding him, what it meant to our chances of finally getting to the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl, we all felt that. I mean, we all felt that. So that was a different level of excitement. That was almost excitement that
it was different.
We got a pretty good shot at winning the Super Bowl. Like, bringing Bryce Harper here doesn't necessarily, I don't think, make people feel they're going to win the World Series next year. But it certainly, I think, it gives you hope that there's a possibility you can get it done. Like, if Bryce Harper is choosing to come to play in Philadelphia, okay, maybe that opens up the gates for other stars around the league for Philadelphia to become that spot. That's really what I'm excited about because I look at what it can mean for the other teams as well. You know, think about the possibilities of making Philadelphia one of the sports meccas around the country. We talk about L.A. and we'll never be able to compete with the bright lights of Hollywood and the sun,
sure,
the weather out there. We'll never be able to. But as far as it being a sports town and athletes feeling like they're kings, well, the more you get a Bryce Harper, have a Joel Embiid here, a Ben Simmons, a Carson Wentz, Eagles winning the Super Bowl, that type of feeling going on here, man, athletes are going to look around and say, man, what's happening down there in Philadelphia?
You're right.
They got some good stuff going on down there in Philadelphia.
Maybe this is one of these things where you look back 5 years from now and you're saying that was the biggest acquisition in Philadelphia in the last 30 years.
Yeah.
Right now, you know that it's big, and you know it has the potential to literally change the course of a franchise that needs to be changed.
Well, especially
right?
If he stays on the same trajectory as a baseball right. player. That's a perennial all-star.
Yep.
I mean, and the MVP candidate.
Let's go to
can't
Alyssa.
Go wrong with that.
Alyssa in Orland, Pennsylvania. Hi, Alyssa.
Hi, it's Melissa. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Melissa.
Hey, Melissa.
So what's the over-under for Ben and missing names
missing
today?
Names
that
today?
Was number one. I'll keep track. What's up, Melissa? How are you?
Not much. You guys are cracking me up.
Thank you.
I was going to say, in terms of like the T.O. versus Harper thing, I think part of it, too, is that we got him from the Cowboys.
No, you got T.O. from the
49ers.
From the 49ers. He went to the Cowboys.
Like, he was a Cowboy. So it was like somebody from, was it?
Yeah, it was after. That's okay,
though. Oh, jeez. I suck. Well, anyway. Last season, I wasn't really a fan of the Phillies. Not so much like, not a fan, just like wasn't interested. But my son started playing T-ball.
Mm-hmm.
So we started watching games so he could see like what was going on. And it got so entertaining and so much fun that we watched every single game.
Right.
So that going in, like, so I would say now, like, Harper coming in is a big deal because he's a big name. But in terms of just regular people, like, they don't realize that the Phillies actually did okay. They just all think that they sucked last year.
Right.
So I think that now that they're seeing, okay, like, well, they're going to bring in Harper, but the team sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I think once he starts playing and they start winning, then you are going to bring people in. Like in 2004, like, I used to work in a bar, and I can't tell you how many bandwagon jumpers all of a sudden, like, everybody had a Philly shirt on. Didn't know anybody on the team, but all of a sudden has a Philly shirt.
Right.
But I think that's what he's going to do.
So are you said you really haven't even been a big Phillies fan. Does this bring you back?
No, I've been a fan my whole life. Right. Yeah, they brought me back last year. Not so much even, like, when they were winning, but, like, just the stories of how the games went were so, like, entertaining that why wouldn't you tune in, having been, like, a fan in your blood, but just not super interested. And, like, I don't know how many people know anybody beyond Hoskins, you know, if you're just kind of touching bait.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right.
And
yeah,
even,
yeah,
like,
you got Nova.
Herrera, you know Herrera, but you don't realize, like, how entertaining he is to watch, good and bad.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah, yeah, with that dude. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I just looking at it from we'll do the last 30 years, and that's pretty much our lifetime as a sports fan here.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Lindros was certainly bigger than this. I go back to when I think Eric Lindros, I think of the morning show and I think of WIP, because the Quebec Nordiques made a trade with the Rangers and the Flyers, and they had to have an arbiter come in and decide when the trade was actually made and who should get Lindros. And I remember you had to wait the day, and then the ruling was being made the following day.
Yeah.
And really, because Lindros was supposed to be, I was a big Flyer fan at the time, too, early 90s. Mm-hmm. Lindros was supposed to be the next Gretzky.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be the next great one. And the Flyers had been from, you know, a great franchise that was bad, that just mm-hmm. had been terrible the few years before that. And I remember, like, that was huge. I remember hearing it on WIP that they got it, and then everybody was...
Hockey was big in the 90s.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, hockey was probably at its peak in the 90s. Because when Wayne Gretzky was dominating the way he was, hockey wasn't as big as it could have been at that time.
I tuned in last night. I was watching last night. Yep.
Yeah.
I tuned in.
Well, who did they play last night?
The Jets.
The Jets, huh?
They even scored a goal when I was watching. A guy I'd never even heard of scored a goal. Who was it, Ben? Who scored that goal? I don't even know. It seemed like he was a phantom. You don't even know.
Yeah, no.
He cleaned up on the. He was on the doorstep. He got a. But their young goalie's good.
I love it when somebody cleans up on the doorstep.
He
man.
Cleaned up.
Man,
what kind of hockey player would you have been?
That's a simmer. I'm like simmer, man. I'm cleaning up on the doorstep. I'm right there.
Yeah, he is. He's a simmer.
Yeah, man. I'm right there.
He's high energy, starting trouble.
Yeah,
couple fights here and there.
Yeah, even a right wing.
I'll take some ricochets. Anything in front of the net, I'll put it back.
You're a lefty, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So if you're a lefty, what do you?
I forgot. I was getting
left shot. I think you're shooting from the right.
Well, everybody
right?
in hockey shoots left. It's weird. There are a lot of lefties
right.
in hockey. I don't
fit
know
right
why.
In then.
Yeah, even right-handed people shoot left-handed.
Yeah, I never got that.
I mean, well, you're the hockey guy.
I would need somebody to like pull me around on my skates, though.
You couldn't just run around like street hockey.
No, I can't even. Yeah,
we could treat you to. We could.
Yeah, I would need. I can't skate.
We could teach you.
Yeah, Ben, can you skate?
Not backwards or stopping, but I can skate forward.
Yeah, I can do that, too.
I just don't expect me to stop.
Let's go to Dylan. Back to the phones. Dylan in Newcastle. Hi, Dylan. What's up, brother?
What's up, Dylan?
How are you?
All right. Real quick. Every time I call into your guys' time slot, just figure some way to just say what I need to say.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right, buddy.
That means great minds think alike.
That's right. That's right. My thing about Bryce Harper, and like I said, you kind of touched on it. I mean, Bryce Harper, like you guys have been saying, like everybody's been saying, it's going to be great for the Phillies. But at the same time, you got to realize the other signings that were made. You know, we got Gene Segura coming in, playing shortstop. We got Andrew McCutchen. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, he's getting up there in age, but once an MVP, always an MVP in my book.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add Bryce Harper. I mean, then you got some kind of, like, fire in that lineup just out of nowhere.
And you got to think how much better Rhys Hoskins is going to be with those guys in the lineup. I mean, I don't know what Scott Kingery is going to do. I don't know what they're going to do with Hernandez. But, I mean, these young guys that had so much on their plate last year and really crumbled under that spotlight, now they don't have to worry about that spotlight. They have actual stars in the lineup that protects them from the spotlight.
Exactly. And my only beef with the Phils this year, and, you know, I was excited last year with Rhys Hoskins finally getting a chance to play a whole year. Mm-hmm. Scott Kingery starting to get his time in the lineup and everything. The only beef I got with the Phillies this year is what everybody's saying, and that's the pitching.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we got to realize that, you know, Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, yeah, the two big names out there. But you still got guys like Dallas Keuchel out there just sitting out there. Nobody's talking about them guys getting signed or anything because you got somebody like Bryce Harper. Now, if you sign Bryce Harper and you still got a chance to sign Dallas Keuchel, to me, that's just an unfair lineup. First of all, it's unfair because of the talent, and it's unfair because of the age of the star power we got at that point. I mean, it's just unfair.
Listen, they still got the money to do it. We'll see what type of years Keuchel was looking for, but listen, if there was a possibility, we don't know how real the possibility was, but if there was a possibility of getting both Harper and Machado, let's say they sign Harper, but Machado decides to go somewhere else, why wouldn't you be able to sign Keuchel to a reasonable deal here?
Reasonable.
There's the 6-7 year deals. I can't do that. I just don't want to do that for pitchers.
I agree. I don't. It's everything. I mean, maybe they're a mystery candidate.
Three-four year deal. I'll do a 3-4 year deal.
Yeah, I don't think you're getting. Maybe you know, right, I mean, yeah. Listen. It all depends. It depends what you're. If you want to do a 4-year deal at $35 million a year, you might be able to get it done. No doubt about it. You see this, Jimmy Rollins.
Yes, I saw that.
See, I didn't. And Ben puts it up there saying that you could mention J Roll News. I'm like, well, what J Roll News?
Oh yeah, I saw that. I didn't know if you wanted to. Yeah, I was going to do a semi breaking news.
Yeah,
thing
we have Ben breaking news. Well, it's just breaking news. Returning to the organization as a special advisor is Jimmy Rollins.
Yes, sir.
So there we go. I love J. Rollins.
I love the fact that he's going to be around the team. I don't know in what capacity and how much we'll get to see him, but, man, I'm glad he's around the organization.
Spring training, probably.
Yep.
Right? Yep. When they feel like that, you know, when he's around, he can, even if he's just texting with some of the younger players and giving advice and stuff like that, he's always a guy. Listen, he's you're going to retire his number, I would think.
Yeah.
He could be a Hall of Famer. Yeah. This is a guy that you want involved.
He's one of your greats. Yeah. That's without a doubt. I'm just happy he wants to do it. Like, some ball players don't want to do that when they're done playing. So at least he wants to be around. Who knows? Jimmy might be trying to be a GM one day, man.
Could be.
We don't know.
Could be.
Yeah.
And you Google his name and the picture with him in a San Francisco Giants cap comes up. Come on, man. Can't have that. Did he even play a major league game for the Giants?
I got to be honest with you. He left here. I know he's with the Dodgers for a hot second.
He never had a major league at bat. I think that he was.
He went to spring training invite or something last year. Yeah, I was like, Jimmy, let it go.
Yeah, really.
But he did San Francisco because you know he's from Oakland.
From the Bay Area.
Yeah, so he's from that area.
He figured if there was a chance to play one last year, he just
play at home.
Yeah, listen, yeah, when you're done, you're done, and he stuck around.
Can you believe he was here 15 years? How many guys have we even had in this city that have been here 15 years?
And we got Jimmy Early, too, man.
Okay, how many athletes can you name that have been in Philly for 15 seasons over the past, like, I can't even.
Oh, not many.
I mean, no Sixers guy. No, I don't think there's been an Eagles guy.
Yeah, yeah, it's tough to play football for
15
years.
Jason would be the closest, or David Akers.
About a decade.
Yeah.
I think Jimmy might be the only one.
Yeah. Well, Dorenbaugh's had 12 years.
Damn,
11
he?
Or 12, I think. Dorenbaugh's had 11.
Giroux might come close.
I was just waiting he'll be here. And you'll be arguing with yourself on Twitter 5 years from now. Still. 888-729-9494. But will J. Roll be texting Bryce Harper?
James Calvin Rollins.
That'd be awesome. Coming up, USA Today Baseball.
Love that.
Insider, Bob Nightingale, who really was the first of the major insider type guys that really put their neck on the line and said the Phillies are going to sign Bryce Harper. The Phillies are going to sign Bryce Harper. We'll find out if he thinks that now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.